Morning. Welcome. Welcome to the March 20th, 2016 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Sisters and brothers, in recent shows, we've been probing for a deeper understanding of our story of class, as well as for its strategic utility in order to design useful techniques to exorcise the state in us. We've been reconceptualizing the notion of the state as the big parent. In so doing, we are advancing the gift of Alice Miller to encompass with our understanding and thereby integrating consciously, as she advises us to do or shows us how to do, our common experience of the injury of class. The fact that our personal experience as children under class exactly parallels our social experience is what has allowed power to hide in the structure of society itself. The idealization of the parent, the pattern that, as Alice has explained to us, conceals the normalized violence of child rearing, easily transfers over with the help of the ideological reinforcement conditioning of the education system in the workplace to an idealization of the big parent, the state. And I am eagerly awaiting this whole body of understanding to be taken up on the left. I was listening to the earlier interview with David Talbot, who is here in the Bay Area and is organizing a local response to the creeping fascism which we all feel around us. And yet I did not hear some critical pieces being discussed, which include the fact that our response has to be global, and there's really nothing else but a global general strike. I mean, we have been talking about these issues together for years, and all we got is our human energy, and it is that they have been playing with. That's what the system of class is about. I mean, it's just the fact that never gets discussed is really evidence enough for the degree of conditioning that is induced in the psyches of human beings within the class system, that it never arises. The notion that shouldn't we actually own ourselves? It's just so deeply indoctrinated, this notion that we do not own ourselves. It's just taken for granted. So that conditioning needs to be addressed, and that means Alice Miller. So again, there is deep suppression of the necessary conversations we need to be having. We have to get ourselves back in order to defend them and in order to develop our empathy such that we are willing to organize for a global general strike when our brothers and sisters around the world and ourselves are being abused. There is no solution but that, for getting our energy back, for getting our lives back. So there is an idealization of the big parent, the state, that exactly mirrors, and you can hear in his commentary that a sense of grievance, it's a similar kind of grievance that a child might feel toward the parent or a partner toward their loved one before they are conscious of what's going on, the pattern that is set. That, you know, I want this to improve, this has to change. And that childlike petitioning of the parent or, you know, venting gripes is really not, as we can see from centuries of doing that, going to get us anything but, you know, a more nicely packaged set of conditions, chains, cages. So this dynamic, this passivity and sense of powerlessness in the face of the state's ever greater encroachments on our most basic rights, its escalating assault on our spirits, its insistence on our increasing diminishment while it bloats in size on what it strips from our hides. The state tells its quote-unquote subjects, adjust yourselves to less and less of what life requires, of what makes life worth living, or this is for your own good. And our response has been to try to understand it exactly as the child does the parent, exactly the setup that Alice Miller warns will lose for us our true selves, our original bigness forever. And since the time of power's long planned for resource shortages, this was not difficult to figure out, particularly if you don't have to struggle to survive, but have think tanks and nothing but time devoted to maintaining yourselves on top. It has been evident to these guys for some time, if not centuries, certainly a century and a half, that resource shortages would eventually come calling. And now that they have, power is very pleased when it imagines that its conditioning, the same conditioning we were just talking about with David Talbot, is holding, and frowns when we challenge it or become recalcitrant. To foresee that gluttony, hoarding, and by the way, this is not gluttony on the part of power. This is conscious strategy, as we'll discuss in more detail in our next series of shows, which looks at redefining what wealth is and looking around and seeing ourselves as all we need to do this thing. And we'll be getting some help from Pierre-Joseph Proudhon when we do that. To foresee that gluttony, hoarding, and destruction of all the vast treasures of our common planet would result in gross imbalances between those and that which produce this treasure and the 0.0001%. Can we please force the pundits on the left to stop saying 1%? Is there any way? And get them to substitute 0.0001% so we can have a better sense of our power, please. I mean, this is all of us, as Kropotkin told us, as Proudhon told us. The numbers of folk who actually want to rule are minuscule. I mean, seriously, they don't register a blip in the big scheme once we decide we want to be free. So this 0.0001% have appropriated the treasures, the wealth produced by the earth and the 7 billion of us. To foresee that that imbalance would one day create crises, even for power, not the ones they create, but the ones it faces, required no skill in prophecy. Basic math sufficed. So the minuscule few are busily reducing us. Trust. It is amazing to, I mean, serious biz. When I realized what was going on with me and the fact that I'm not a person who has a vast, wide reach, it was a reality check that they do this as automatic. They do this, what's the, just out of habit. They do this, help me here, what word am I looking for? It's just sort of a knee-jerk elimination. I mean, they so have no concern about us, have placed zero value on our lives, that if someone just seems to possibly be saying something that anybody could hear, just get rid of them. It's easier, you know, it's simpler. When there are no repercussions, and we know, have known, that they have these weapons that can be deployed invisibly, what else would they do but eliminate the folk that could interfere with their schemes? And the fact that they have hidden schemes, we understood before we knew exactly what they were. It was just too obvious that they planned. So, but we know what they are for a variety of reasons. They have not been able to keep that hidden. The meritocracy was not something that they could, you know, do on the down low. So they are busily reducing us so they may live within their means, responsibly manage us per Plato's Dick guidance in the Republic. That's practically the only political strategizing they had that they required. Class is pretty basic and simple a system. The fact that we are not discussing that the fact that the system of class requires our abuse, requires us to be abused and diminished, and for us to lose ourselves is obvious. And time for us to get ourselves back. Time for us to take Alice's advice and stop understanding, quote unquote, the bully state. Stop trying to excuse what cannot be reconciled with truth, and at long last, get on our own side.